Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday. Happy New Year to everyone that listens to us. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm Veronica McMillan, and you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am going to be flying solo tonight, and so I think I got a topic that everybody talks about at the New Year. But before we jump into our topic, let me just tell you a little bit about our show. Of course, our founder and host of the Issues Concerning Women's, the radio show, Francine Humphrey, is not here with us. She might peep in a little bit tonight. I don't know. We shall see. She's not here, so yours truly will be flying solo tonight. And so I'm going to talk about some things, that, as I said, that I think we all talk about at the beginning of the year. But let me begin with, welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host tonight, Veronica McMillan, and Francine Humphrey, the co-host, is not here tonight. And so basically I'm just flying solo, but basically I want to share with you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. The micro nonprofit network helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through a hands-on demonstration, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition class is one that I really got to get on. Entrepreneurship, another one of my favorite things. Relationship building and literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference in our community. And then I've been doing this a long time. We've been saying it every time that we come on the show, but we're dedicated to making a difference. Our mission is just to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of life, all aspects of life. That is so important. Now, you can contact Francine by going to the website at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And if you need to contact yours truly, you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork, or you can just go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. So those are ways in which you can contact us. And I'll mention those sometime in the middle and sometime toward the end of the show. But tonight, I really want to talk about, you know it, New Year's resolutions, if you make one, if you've made a resolution this year. Francine and I had this conversation, oh my God, I think it probably was last week. And I basically said, I wasn't going to make a resolution, and that I really wanted to focus on being intentional. Being intentional was my, it really wasn't a resolution. It was just, this is what I plan on doing this year. Because sometimes I think, I call it zombie walking, where you're just doing stuff. And you're in that kind of mode where it is like remote control. You're just doing something. And you're not really, really fully aware, not fully awake. I heard a young lady say the other day, she said she was unconscious eating. And I said, oh, my God, me too. And so I'm being intentional about the things that I want to do this year and advocating for myself. So that really, quote, is my resolution for this year. But I want to really just spend some time to kind of unpack this a little bit. And since it's me flying solo tonight, you all get to hear some ideas that I put down on paper that I want to share with you. And so one of the questions that I said, what is your resolution if you made one? So if you made one, what did you say that you were going to do? I said, for me, I said intentionality was what I wanted to base I want to be in. I really want to be consciously aware of what is going on, what am I doing, be honoring myself more, because, again, I think in 2020, when all of this stuff happening, some of us sort of kind of went underground, and then 21 happened, and then now we're in 22. What are we doing? So here's what I put on paper, and so you all just take a minute, and you can get paper and pencil if you use that. You know, that's old school. Write it down on your tablet, your iPad, or whatever that you do. I think here's some things that I think would be great is, why did you make the resolution, whatever the resolution that you made? As I said to you all, when Francine and I had this conversation last week, my thing was, hey, it's intentionality. A couple of things have happened that is really kind of, you know, it awakened me in ways that I'm saying, why did I let that happen? Why did I do that? So why did you make that resolution? I'm saying that I'm being intentional because I really want to be, here's the word, woke in my own life. And I think that sometimes we do the zombie walk, and that we have to really ask ourselves, why am I doing that? And so why did you make it? Why did you make that resolution? So I think if you can sit with it a moment and ask yourself, why did I make that resolution, and allow yourself a minute to process it and let it come to surface why I did that. I think that makes sense, so that you're whatever the resolution that you made for yourself, you now have a why behind it, and that gives you some momentum as to what it is that you're going to do. As I said, one of my why is that I want to be consciously aware. I want to be awaken to who I am and doing better at what I do rather than just on autopilot, because I think a lot of us get in that space where we're just doing autopilot. And so then, why did you make it? Now, what's your plan of action to achieve it? Whatever that you say, whatever that resolution is, what is your plan of action to achieve it? One plan of action for me in this space of being intentional is really getting back to really focusing in on my health. And why am I choosing to do that? And then being able to really, you know, get back to the core of having conversations with myself, being truthful and honest with myself. And so something that I ask myself, you know, in this space as we came into the new year is, who and what are you? Who and what is your authentic self is the question that I ask myself. And so, and then again, waiting for it to come to surface, to come to the surface so that you can really take a look at it and not be afraid of it, and then just say, you know what? This is what it is. This is why I made this. And this is my plan of action. My plan of action is pay attention to myself. Really get in there and be awake now. Put a plan in action. I'm going to do this. And then do it. That's the thing. And then I put here, when are you going to get started? I think with our plan of action, we have it almost like strategic planning, putting action steps in place. But for real, when are you going to do that? When is going to be your begin date for you to get started? And then what are going to be those points along the way that you can say, okay, let me look at this. How have I achieved that? Have somebody else that's not going to be your yes man or your yes woman to really be able to say, well, you said you was going to start that, but you really didn't start it. And what is the reason why you did not get that going? Because again, as we're talking about New Year's resolutions, you all know how we do it. We all make these resolutions, but we in most cases, it's January, what's the date? January 6th, most people by February, March, it's just falling by the wayside. I think I was listening to someone probably about a year ago say, and they were saying that basically at the beginning of the year, all the gyms are full, all the machines are taken, nobody, they're, you know, you got to wait and all that stuff. He said, but by March, things are back to normal again. People are, their resolutions, their goals, and all that stuff has gone by the wayside. And so we have to figure out, you know, why are we doing that? And it's important that I think accountability partners are going to be important in this season, especially now since we know that here we go around the mountain again with the COVID cases going up again. We know what it was like in 2020 when it all hit the fan, and now we've gone through 2021 and we're entering into 2022, and we're sort of kind of having like whiplash where things are happening again, and we don't want to go back into that same crazy cycle again, but we got to go back and assess what decisions that I made, what was my plan of action, and when am I going to get started with everything that I'm going to be doing. So I think that it's going to be so, so, so important as we move through the new year. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. Francine Humphrey has the night off, or she has many, many, many things that she's doing in the community, and she may join us tonight, or she may not join us tonight, but I am flying solo, and so I am basically talking about New Year's resolutions on Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. And if you want to reach out to Francine Humphrey at another time, you can contact her by email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org and contact her. You can also connect with me at info@themicrononprofitnetwork.org. Or you can go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And so we would love to hear from you. And as we always say, only serious inquiries, only, because it's so important, especially during this time now. You know, you don't have any time for foolery, and especially where we are now. And so I just want to make sure that I put that out there. This organization was spearheaded by Francine some years ago. It really was to just empower women, to give women a voice, to help women to develop. And of course, it has grown over the years. And then, of course, I came on board with her, with the Micro Nonprofit Network, really helping startup nonprofits really get off the ground and then helping them to grow and develop. And so that's our area of specialty. Hers, of course, is in the for-profit world. My specialty, of course, is in the nonprofit world. But we just love helping, and we love people. And so our goal is just to be a conduit to for individuals so that we can empower, equip, and help each other. And so since I'm flying solo, I almost got tongue-tied there, flying solo tonight, we're talking about New Year's resolution. Point one was, what is your resolution if you made one? And then why did you make it? And then three, what's your plan of action? And then part four of that is, when are you going to get started with your resolution, whatever that resolution is? And then I went on, and I'm going to add to the conversation. I said, part of our New Year's resolution is in 2022 is that we have to let go of past mistakes in 2021. So don't beat yourself up as point one in this part of it. When you think about everything that's going on, everything that you do and don't do, you want to make sure that basically that you really, really, really let go of past mistakes. And I think all of us have probably been in that space wherein we have allowed our mistakes from the past to sort of kind of, you know, get in the way. And when that happens, you're sort of kind of stuck. And that's what we really don't want to happen. We don't want to get stuck in place, because we have to move on. We have to let those past mistakes go and move on and do whatever that the new thing is that we have set for our lives. So we really, really, really have to let go of past mistakes. I had to tell myself that today. You know, sometimes you have these moments where it's like, why am I thinking of that? Why is that haunting me, if you will, as opposed to saying, you know what, that was a mistake. let me go on and move on and embrace the new thing, which is basically what I was point number two in this section of it, is what did you learn? What did you learn from the mistakes that you made? Regardless of what they were, what did you learn? So you can come away with like bullet points. Whatever that your bullet points are, put those down and say, okay, what did I learn from the mistakes that I made? And I think that those become the stepping stones to the new thing that you have to do. So you have to say, okay, if, you know, just think of something simple like sewing. I don't know if people sew anymore. Just old school. That's the thing I was thought of in my mind. Like, okay, sewing. Okay, what did you learn from that sewing lesson that you just thought was, oh, my God, it was a complete failure? What did you learn? Because everything that you do, there's always a lesson in it. And that's what I'm learning. What was the lesson? What do you do better? How do you move from there? Who is it that you need to let go? What conversations do you need to have? And who do you need to have those conversations with? Those things are so very important, because I think sometimes what will happen is we'll be like, oh, my God, this has happened, and I can't go on. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. There's always a get back. There's always I can strategize again. And that is what I'm learning. What did you learn? That's so key as we move into 2022. What did I learn? And then from there, how are you going to treat yourself now that you know better? Because I think what will happen is, if we don't watch out, we start beating ourselves up. We will beat ourselves up over things like, why did I get with that partner? Why did I take that class? Why did I go over there? Why did I start that business only for it to fail? How are you going to treat yourself now that you know better? You're going to treat yourself with love. That's the thing that I think is most important about all of this, is how do I treat, in the midst of all of this, when I know that things are crazy, I know that things have not gone in specifically in the direction that I wanted it to go in, how am I going to treat myself now that I know better? And I think that once we can do that and we can begin advocating for ourselves, things get it gets better anyway. Things turn around because we're seeing it from a different perspective, from a different lens. And I believe that is important, more important than anything else, because you're learning, and then you're learning to advocate for yourself. And that is the part of the intentionality that I said that I was making for myself. Not a New Year's resolution, but just being intentional about the things that I'm doing, saying, people I'm being with, things that I'm doing, making sure that I'm fully aware. And then how am I going to treat myself now that you know better? And that means that, hey, I'm going to treat myself and saying, oh, that was a mistake. You can forgive yourself for that. Oh, that's something, that was a decision that you really needed to give more thought to, because oftentimes I think that what we're doing is we're not really processing the decisions that we're making. I know for myself, it's like rapid 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're just going at, rather than sitting with it. And that's the word you've heard me use tonight a couple of times, is, are you sitting with it? Sitting with it to know, okay, what am I going to do now? And how am I going to treat myself better as a result of this? Because, again, if you don't, you're going to go right back to the same mistakes. And because we all know that what we really like is familiarity. Most people they go back to do the same thing because it's comfortable. They're familiar with it. They don't have to make any changes. They've been doing it 1,000 years. They know the outcome. And there's no growth in that space or place. Do you want to grow? And I think that's another area that I think we have to really, really focus in on, is do you want to grow? Because if you don't want to grow, then you'll stay stuck. You won't learn from your mistakes. You'll just repeat the past. I think it was the show Franklin and I was doing. I was like the children of Israel from the Bible, just going around the mountain 40 years doing the same thing over and over again. And no one is saying, hey, didn't we pass that tree, that boulder, that something before? No one is there saying that. And I think that in our New Year's resolution is going to be important. And then I was listening to, it was on T.D. Jakes' show, and they had a pastor to come on, and she asked the question, how are you? And I was sharing this with my friend the other day. I was listening to this show, and this pastor was saying, she asked the question, how are you? And I said I was sort of kind of, you know, stunned by the fact that, how are you? And sitting with the question and letting the answer just float up, letting the answer float up without that, again, that robotic kind of quick answer, you know, oh, I'm doing just fine, because I think that that's what most of us will say, and especially after coming through 2020, 2021, and going into 2022, how are you? If we're making these resolutions and we insist on being the same and we insist on not really asking our question, ourselves the hard questions, I believe we stay stuck and that we will end 2022 just like we started, just like we ended 2021. And we'll go into the next year the same thing and do the same thing over and over and over again. So we got to make changes. So, again, you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. Francine Humphrey has the night off, and she'll be with us next Thursday. And so I just want to just go over the points that we've made thus far in terms of our resolutions, the resolutions for the year that you made. Why did you make it? And what are your plans of action to achieve it? When are you going to get started? That's going to be key for your New Year's resolution, if you made one. Point two is let go of past mistakes of 2021 and don't beat yourself up because of the mistake. Because I think that oftentimes all of us do that, especially as women. You know, we'll get in that space because we're nurturers and we want to fix everything and take care of everybody. And then we start, you know, grilling ourselves, like, oh, how did I do that? Why come on? All of those things that come up. And then what did you learn? What did you learn through the mistake? What did you learn from situations that you were in? What did you learn from all of the things that went on in 2021 to now? And so that's going to be important. And then how are you going to treat yourself now that you know better? How are you going to treat yourself now that you know better? And how are you? That was in point two. Point three is embrace the new. I know we all say, oh, it's the new year. We're starting off on one, and we got all of these. We got 12 months to make it happen. Embrace the new. I just had a moment just before I came on the show. I was like, man. There's some things that I really been sort of kind of kicking the can, and you all know what I mean by kicking the can. All you're doing is just, it's almost like putting a Band-Aid on something. You haven't resolved it. You haven't done anything about it. You've sort of kind of been hidden in your own shadows, and you got to do something about it. And so this is what I say, embracing the new. And so when I had that moment, I was thinking about, man, look for support. Who's there to support you through whatever it is that, whatever the endeavor that you set for yourself, this is my resolution. You know, I said one of the things that I'm going to be doing is really being intentional about eating and weight loss and all that stuff, because every year I'm going to lose it. I'm going to do this. And a woman at 61, you know, you're going to have certain kind of things going on. No, make a commitment to myself because I want to treat myself with kindness and goodness. I want to treat myself with forgiveness. I want to treat myself with love. I am doing these things for myself, and I'm looking for support. I'm looking for women to support me. I'm looking for other businesses. I might look into counseling. Look for support, whatever that is, because you know what your resolution is. If you know what your resolution is, who's going to support you in that? Because sometimes I believe that many of us die in silence. You know what I mean? We suffer in silence. I'm not dying in silence. Suffer in silence, excuse me. Suffer in silence. We're not getting the support. And I think this is the, especially now, we really, 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 really have to get support for ourselves in this new year. We also need to learn to say no. I'm preaching to the choir now when I say this, because I have been a yes woman all of my life. I've been a yes woman all my life. You know, I'm going to support you. Yes, I'm going to do this. Yes, yes. She, without even consciously thinking about it. And just like I was saying that the friend of mine was saying, this unconscious eating, you have to learn to say no. And I'm saying that to you all because I'm saying it to myself. Because I've said yes too long, and some of it has hurt me. Rather than saying, nope, not going to do that. No, I can't help you with that. No, I'm not the person that can guide you in this. No, I can't mentor you. No, I can't be your coach. All of those things are important. Learn to say no. It's so important. And then in this segment, I also had as a point, one of my bullet points is forgive yourself and others. I was talking to my niece the other day, and she was saying, I'm struggling with forgiveness. And I've never had a problem with forgiving others. I think sometimes I struggle with forgiving myself. Like, why should I do that? Now hear me in that place where, oh, my God, forgiveness is the issue. And so we just have to really, really, really just start saying, you know what? Let me forgive myself for, you know, saying yes when I should have said no. Let me forgive myself for the things that I did 2 years ago that I'm still carrying. Let me forgive myself for that shady business deal that I allowed myself to get into because I was being greedy. Let me forgive myself and move on. Because I think if we don't learn to practice this, y'all, this is gonna be hard. Yes, because we already see what's happening This year has started off with the craziness, all the pandemic, all COVID, all Omicron, all this stuff, and then all the stuff that you did in the year, and now it comes down to where you front and center with yourself. How are you forgiving yourself? Because I think that's going to be so key in our New Year's resolution and in the healing process for us. We just got to figure out how to do it. And then a big one is speak up for yourself. Again, I'm having many conversations this week talking to my girlfriend, and we were saying, she said, I'm going to begin to, when I have a question and I need to ask the question or speak up for myself, I'm going to do that right then rather than let it pass by. I was reading a contract the other day and I saw a number. And rather than basically speaking up about it, I just let them, I'm just going to let that pass on. No, I was made aware of it for a reason. And so I'm going to have to really, really kind of look at this and say, okay, all right, this is it. Let me get a hold of myself and speak up for myself. And then lastly, in all of this, began to ask questions. Don't sit back and be the yes woman, the yes man, knowing that there is a question brewing on the inside of your soul, but you will not say it. You have to begin to say, why, what's on that line there? Why are we doing that? How is this going to impact my business? How is this going to impact my family? How is this going to impact me spiritually, emotionally? How is this going to impact me in a way that will change the trajectory of my life space? How is this going to cause me trepidation or cause me pain? When are we going to start asking the questions? And I have been warned. I remember a friend of mine saying a couple of years ago, we were doing this church thing, and she said, you don't even ask questions. She said, you just do it. It's so easy for people to work for you because you just do it. You don't ask no questions. You don't do anything. And so I'll say to you all, ask questions. It's so important. I have enjoyed my time with you all. Of course, the announcer is saying we got 60 seconds before everything goes off. And so what I just want to say to you all is Happy New Year. Whatever your New Year's resolutions are, just go ahead on and just be bold about it. Be able to say, you know what? I'm doing this. And I am going to stand in and on purpose for this. And because of that, I am better for it. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host. It's been my joy of sharing with you all tonight and you all listening to me. We look forward to seeing you all on next Thursday. I'm sure Francine will be back by that time, and you'll have that opportunity to connect with her as you connect with her and talk with me. We look forward to seeing everybody. Have a blessed night. Go out and help somebody do something good, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.